When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Lola Pops Off About Dramas with your host, Lola. Welcome, welcome back, everyone, to another episode. And as you can see by today's title, we are throwing it back to 2015's, and yes, not too far back, but 2015's Splash Splash Love, or also called Pudong Pudong Love. And I am actually doing this drama because of the drama that I did for last week's episode, which was City Hunter. I know there's no relation to the dramas themselves, but because last episode and my City Hunter experience was such a mammoth of an episode, I needed something short and sweet so that I can just kind of watch it, enjoy it, and then talk about it really quickly. And you guys get a break from my super long episodes with this one, because I really think this is going to be on the shorter side. And I wanted to do that. I wanted to do this drama anyway, to be honest. It was on my list. It was a little later in the year that I had scheduled this drama, but I moved it up because it was the time for it. I was like, I did not expect City Hunter really take a lot out of me. I mean, it was a behemoth of an episode for me. And so I really thought this would be great to kind of just like something short and sweet and cute. And also the other reason why I thought this was a good one was because this drama is actually available to watch on multiple platforms. So I thought, you know what? A lot of people can't watch City Hunter, just not available to kind of go through and watch that drama. So I wanted to talk about a drama that you can actually watch. And so that's why we're doing Splash Splash Love. Now, the other thing to say about this drama is that it is a very short drama. So hence why I said this episode itself that I'm talking about it is going to be short too. And because it's accessible for you to watch, I really am not going to go through my normal kind of initial, midpoint, and final thought structures. I'm just going to jump straight to my kind of least or favorite things about this drama, ask myself why I would recommend it, and then if there is any merit to going back and rewatching this kind of, you know, short drama from 2015. And I am going to jump to that, and that should give you kind of my thoughts in a nutshell, if that makes sense, because I don't really want to spoil the drama too much. It's such a short drama. It's two episodes, hour long. You know, you can knock this out in 2 hours. So I would really want this episode to be a motivation for you to go and watch this little short drama, as opposed to me completely telling you what happens. And then you're like, okay, why would I go watch this short drama? You know what I mean? So this episode is going to be really short and sweet. And we're going to kind of just hit my major questions at the end there. But I am going to include my production notes so that we kind of go over director, writer, and our cast. And then I'm going to give you the plot summary or the synopsis, so you'll have a, you know, gist of what this drama is about. But then I'm going to go straight into kind of some of the points that I kind of recommend it as a watch. So let's go. All right. So let's start with our production notes. And I'm going to start with who it is written and directed by. And yes, this is the first on our list where we have the same writer and director. And the writer and director is Kim Ji-hyun. And she hasn't really done much, to be honest, but she did do another drama special like before, you know, this short drama, Splash Splash Love. And that special was called The Diary of Resentful. And I say drama special because if you're not familiar with, you know, the drama specials in Korea and K-drama land, they're basically these really short dramas that kind of almost feel like a movie to some extent. And they usually are released during seasons where, you know, they kind of have holidays in Korea, so you can kind of watch them quickly with family and things of that nature. But I will say with the splash love drama, to me, it was during the time, it was a couple years leading up to 2015 where I felt like the web series, the drama web series were really kicking off, where the Neighbor kind of TV cast was really kind of showing off. And there was tons of web dramas dropping every 2 seconds. And so this is during that time where I believe, you know, web dramas were really kicking off and really being promoted as well, because in Korea, they were promoting web series. This is such a sidebar, but I remember during the time, I was a little frustrated with the release of so many web series because they weren't as accessible. At all, really, to some extent, because they were always on Naver TV cast or, you know, these kind of web series platforms in Korea. So we didn't, you know, if you were not living in Korea, you really didn't have access to these apps. And so I was a little annoyed with, frustrated with all these web series dropping out. But I do remember the reason why they really started to promote the production of these types of dramas, because they were promoting it to a younger crowd. Because if you think about dramas in Korea, especially dramas, you know, way, you know, before 2010s, they were things that, you know, they associated with, you know, older women watching, to be honest. And so they were trying to gather and capture the younger, I think, you know, crew and younger people watching dramas and really getting into them and finding their favorite young, you know, actors and supporting them and things like that. And it made sense that they were having them on this app because, you know, teens, you know, high schoolers, college students were always on their phone waiting for the bus and, you know, going, you know, walking in between classes and on the campus. So it's like they had this access to watching the, you know, the dramas, these little short clip dramas on the go. And so they were really like, this is a way of getting a new kind of generation excited about dramas. And I think it worked. I think it totally worked. And I think that's why we see so many, you know, web series these days. And they're definitely tied to a lot of the serial releases of like webtoons now, because again, the people who usually consume those are of younger generation. And I think that's their, you know, their way of still pumping out these dramas for that generation or that cohort of folks who watch dramas. And I think it worked. I think it totally works. And at the time I was annoyed with it, but we since have gotten access to a lot of them, not all of them, because Pyramid Game, come on, I cannot find that drama anywhere. But anyway, but I feel like that is a testament to this time in 2015. I think it was, when we were really pushing these kind of short form web series. And again, this is different from a drama special, which is usually kind of accessible on, you know, for everyone and family to watch. But the web series specifically, like Splash Splash Love, I think this was its time. It really was. But yes, the writer and director Kim Ji-hyun had did before this, The Diary of Resentful. And it was a drama special. And it also starred Kim Soo-gi, who is the star of Splash Splash Love. And she also did another kind of short form drama, one of those web series drama. And it was one that was kind of in, what do you call it? Basically, it was like multiple dramas that were kind of like tied together. And so she did another drama in this kind of like, you know, series, like fantasy series or whatever. And in one of the other dramas in that series, Kim Soo-gi also starred in it with An Hyo-soop, who is also in Splash Splash Love. So I feel like Kim Ji-hyun had a lot of connection to Kim Soo-gi. But that is our writer-director. She hasn't done much since. Don't know what she's doing these days, but hey, I really would love to see her doing some work again, but that's neither here nor there. So this drama was released, like I said, in 2015, and it was right at the end of the year in December as a two-part kind of like episode. One was released on December 13th, and then the second episode was released December 20th. Now, the difference though is that prior to the release of the December 13th and the December 20th, it had already started airing on the kind of web, format that it was on. I think it was Neighbor TV Cast. So it was already releasing really short episodes, but then it was a total of 10 episodes at that time. And then they combined it, obviously, so that they could release it for the two-parters, 60-minute episodes. So it was a very short drama. And I actually came across it after it had already started airing in its kind of Neighbor, format. And I think I had watched someone make a fan vid for it. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is right down my alley. Not really realizing that it was a short drama. So when it was released in its kind of two-parter format, I was able to watch it with no problems, I believe, on Viki. Maybe it was YouTube. I don't remember, but I was able to watch it with no issues once they released it in the two-parters. And I was actually, glad I checked it out. But now let's go ahead and talk about the cast. And I already mentioned briefly that Kim Suki is our star of this drama. And she is one of my favorite actresses. And I had to, when I was writing, looking at her stuff and looking at things, I was like, I need to say that aloud, because I feel like because she's not usually lead roles and she's plays the side characters and the best friends a lot, I always feel like she doesn't get her, do justice as people's like favorite actresses. When you list your favorite actresses, you go to Park Min Young, you don't say Kim Sogi. But I was like, I need to put that out there that she is actually one of my favorite actresses. She really is. I think she's underused in a lot of the stuff that she's in. And she's underrated, honestly. And I wish I saw her leading a lot more dramas, because when she's in them, she's a scene stealer, right? So it's like, why wasn't she the lead? If I'm paying more attention to her and her character, she should just have been the main, and I hate that when it's like you deserve something and I feel like they're not giving it to you. You know what I mean? But I really adore her. I think she's great. But you may know her from dramas like Flower Boys Next Door, which I believe is where I first started noticing her, and then she did a short small role in Reply 1994. I think she kind of stood out to folks there. She was also in Surplus Princess or The Idol Mermaid, which I loved her in, but I don't think anyone watched that drama but me when it was released, to be honest. But I actually really liked the drama and I really loved her character in it. She was also in dramas like Discovery of Love, Kill Me, Heal Me. She had another small role but was still very memorable. The heavily debated Oh My Ghost. Again, loved her in that drama. She was in Second to Last Love, a great, great performance. She had a small cameo in Love in the Moonlight, which was actually, I believe, a nod to her role in this drama, Splash, Splash, Love. So if we talk about what her role was in Splash, Splash, Love, you kind of see why her character and the cameo that she, showed up in Love in the Moonlight, why it makes sense. And she hasn't really done anything for us. Oh, she didn't do anything for us in 2023, but she did do Find Me in Your Memory, where she won an Excellent Actress Award at the NBC Drama Award. So come on, some recognition there. There's some recognition. And she did in 2022, The Law Cafe, and was good in that as well. So just amazing. Love her. And she has done an actual good share of movies too. I was looking at her filmography. And her latest role was, I believe, in the movie The Decibel with Lee Jong-suk and Cha Eun-woo, actually. And I haven't watched it, but I am like, I don't think she was like a main cast kind of character, but I think she does a lot of movies as well. So just amazing actress all around. Gotta love Kim Sung-ki. Gotta love her. Now, the next on our kind of cast list here is Yoon Doo Joon. And I knew him first from the K-pop group Beast, but they are now known as Highlight with like the remaining members. And I believe he was actually the leader of that group. And I loved me some Beast. So he had a soft spot in my heart from his K-pop days. But I didn't, you know, I gave him a chance as far as an actor when I saw him in Let's Eat back in 2013. And he was really darn good in it. So I had to give it to him. I know, I was like, whenever there was a K-pop, actor situation, I was very resistant to it. And I would always put my guard up and I was ready to like, you know, tear them down a little bit. I'm gonna be honest. I was much tougher on them, just to lay it out there. But he got me immediately with Let's Eat. Like I forgot he was in Beast at that point. And I really liked him there. And then he did Splash Splash. Loved him in Splash Splash. He also did the drama Radio Romance, which I didn't actually love. And I don't think it was necessarily him or anything. I actually liked the cast a lot. But I didn't like the drama itself, so it just was like, whatever. And then I think he went to the military, so he was gone for a chunk of time. And I believe he's back officially, and he has some things in the work. So he doesn't have a large filmography like Kim Soo-gi, but he does have a long career in entertainment. Let's just say that, okay? And then we also have in this drama, Jin Ki-joo, the lovely Ki-joo. In recent years, she's really grown on me to be one that I look forward to seeing whenever she's listed as being in a drama. And that wasn't, you know, necessarily something I even realized until just a couple years ago. I know her from Second 20s, which was also back in 2015. She was also in One More Happy Ending, which if you know me, you know that's a drama that I really, really love. She was in The Good Wife, Moon Lovers. Yes, Moon Lovers. Also, Come and Hug Me, which I did not watch when it was first released. I only watched that drama maybe a couple years ago. Like it was, I did not watch it back when it first dropped. And then one of my lovely friends, you guys know her, Squash, she convinced me to watch it. And I really enjoyed her in that drama. She was also in Homemade Love Story. I did not finish that drama, but I liked her in it. I loved her. And from now on, it's Showtime. You guys know I love that drama and I loved her in it. And she was also in, I think just, was it last year? My Perfect Stranger. Was My Perfect Stranger 2022? I think My Perfect Stranger was last year. Maybe it wasn't. I don't remember, guys. But either way, I really did like her as well in My Perfect Stranger. So yeah, she's one that I really just love. I love. I think she has the ability to be comedic at times, but also can pull off a dramatic role seamlessly. And I also feel like she started a little late in her career as far as acting. And I just really support people who do that, who get like a late start in drama land. And I'm like, I'm rooting for them. So I really love me some Ki-joo. Now, to finish off the cast here, we also have in Splash Splash Love, On Hyo Soap. Yeah, I know. I kind of totally forgot he was in this drama until I started it. I was like, oh, okay. I forgot he was in here. But we might know him from One More Happy Ending as well. He was also an entertainer, Queen of the Ring or Queen of Ring, which was also with Kim Soo-gi. He was in Still 17, which I know a lot of people loved him from. Loved him in Dr. Romantic 2 and 3, Love of the Red Sky, which you know how I felt about that drama. He was in Business Proposal, which blew up. And last year, A Time Called You. Now, he's definitely been in dramas that I've watched. But I can't say that I've been completely blown away by him and some of the dramas that he's been in. Just, just to say it, you know, I'm just going to say it. But I like him, you know, but that's not anything against him. I kind of just like him in general. Like, I want to watch things that he's in. He's a, you know, a reason why I will check out a drama. But at the same time, I kind of always come out of his dramas like, it was okay. You know, it was just okay. I think I loved him most in his, like, One More Happy Ending role. I really loved him in that, but I'm a sucker for that. You know, I think it was a Nuna, you know, romance kind of situation. And so I really liked him in that one. But anywho, that is our cast for Splash Love. Now let's go ahead and do the quick synopsis, and then I'll get into kind of telling you my thoughts on this drama. So the synopsis we have for it, again, pulled from some random place on the internet, says, Don B, played by Kim Soo-gi, is a high school senior who has given up on math. On the day she's about to take her college entrance exams, she is transported back into the past during a freak rain shower. She finds herself hundreds of years in the past at the height of the Joseon Dynasty, which is currently, at the time, suffering from a severe drought. She encounters King Ido, played by Yoon Doo-joon, who yearns to learn advanced mathematics, and she falls in love with him. This is a romance that transcends space and time with two lovers who come to know each other on a deeper level. Very kind of superficial synopsis there, but it does get to the big points as far as we have the time traveling aspect of this drama. But we also don't get to talk about her, one of my favorite tropes, guys, having to disguise herself as a man. Yes, I know. I know, guys. I can't help it. It is one of my favorites. But anywho, let's talk about what I would say as the kind of things that stand out to me as reasons why I really, really believe I like this drama. Like, these are the things that kind of stood out to me. So the thing that you'll notice is that the character, the king, Ido, is a real historical figure. And he is King Sejong, who is the inventor of Hangul, right? And that is one of the biggest things that I think enjoy about this very short drama. This is a drama that literally has a high schooler being teleported back in time to the Joseon Dynasty, where she's meeting one of the most kind of memorable and historical kings, figures in Korean history, as the inventor of Hangul. And I really think that for a short comedic drama about a high schooler time traveling, for them to bring in such, you know, history, it really, really does wonders with this story. It really does wonders for this story, honestly. And I didn't think of it, I think when I initially watched it, as being such a, like, oh my gosh, that's so cool, more than I did this rewatch. I really thought while I was rewatching, I was like, why is this super cool? I was just like, I think before when I first watched it, I think I just initially really liked the romance, like the actual, you know, her disguise as a guy, you know, and her helping the king and da 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 da. You know, I was just like, okay with that aspect of the story. But this time around, this second rewatch, I was just like, this is so cool that they told this story in 2 hours, right? Like, it obviously feels like a film to some extent, but it was just really interesting that they gave us a lot of history, a lot of important Korean history, really quickly in these 2 episodes. And when I say a lot of history, like I said, we're dealing with the king, Ido, who was critical in Korean history, but we also have other players who were involved in his reign that supported him during this time where he was really making advances for Korea. So some of the historical figures that feature in this drama are Jang Yong-shil, who was a scientist and an inventor during the Joseon Dynasty. I know, right? Like, learning. And then there's also Ido's queen, Queen So-hyun, who was actually played by Ki Jeju. And then we have Park Yeon, who was an astronomer and a musician during this time and very important to Edo's reign. Park Yeon was also played by An Hyo-sop. So that's his character. And so the fact that they incorporated all these like really important historical figures was like, what? And again, I don't think I picked up on that the first time I watched it. I mean, yes, they tell us, but I don't think I found it as interesting, as cool as I did this time around. The other thing that's tied to the fact that, you know, you have these historical figures in, you know, this drama is that, again, she's a high school student, right? So that's why this notion of mathematics and astronomy and history, all of that comes into play, because she is bored in school. She's over it. She's ready to get out of there. And she's like, oh, and then I have to go to college and I got to take these exams. So she's really just kind of just jaded, you know, senior with severe senioritis, let's just say, and just completely over this whole school thing. And she doesn't really think she's capable of giving more than she's given during this her school time. She's like, this is as good as I'm going to get. And her mom is like kind of annoying, you know, frustrated with her and kind of picking on her in sense. It's like, if you could memorize your schoolwork as good as you memorize that, then you would be a genius in school, you know, that kind of thing. And it's funny and it's relatable. But it's true. Like, there's just her interest in school and the things that you're learning and consuming in school for her is just not there. And so when she's supposed to be getting ready to take her college entrance exams, she's actually just stricken with like fear. And she's like, I can't actually do this. I don't think I can do this. And she runs away from actually going to take her test. And that's what triggers her transporting and time traveling back to Joseon period. And she gets transported to a time period where all of these advances were being made for Korea and for their legacy, for the legacy of Korea, basically, like having their own writing system, like Hangul and some of the things that they invented during this time period. We get to see this high schooler come to appreciate it, right? She comes to realize like why she's learning what she's learning and what she's capable of doing and producing, because these are her forefathers in a way. So it's super, super cool that they show this. And to me, that's my absolute favorite part of this drama, is that it's just really cool how they tie in this real historical moment with this kind of silly aspect of like a teenager, a high schooler who's like over it, right? The other thing to say about, you know, things that I really enjoy is that it's hilarious. It's super funny. And it's, of course, funny because we have Kim Soo-gi here leading it all. And she's just a comedic genius. And we all know that. And she's so funny in this drama. And just the entire reason why I like kind of fish out of water storylines, you know, that's my favorite. And then her having to, you know, disguise as a man and all that. Like, it always allows for such comedic, funny moments. And this drama does not stray away from that. It doesn't even get silly to me. Like, it's not silly. Like, everything that you see as like this is hilarious. Like, just like the fact that she's arrives in this Joseon period with all of her, you know, actual attire, with her book bag, with ramen in it and chocolates, and with her cell phone. Like, she comes to Joseon with all of her things. And I just thought that was really a good way and good place to kind of set up for some comedic moments where the king is like, what is this contraption that is showing the weather? You know, that kind of stuff. And what are these words? Why is there, you know, what are these letters? What is this? And he's the one who's going to, you know, basically create this stuff. But it's things like that, which is super cute, super funny. And I loved it. Ate it up. The other thing that I really liked about this drama, and I think to me is another selling point, and I think why I started watching it in the first place, because I saw it in a fan bid, was the chemistry between our two leads, Soo-gi and Doo-joon. I thought they were great. I thought they were great together. I mean, so much so that I think the fact that she's a high schooler, it was like, why do they have this real intense, like, there's moments where it gets really, to me, a little sensual, you know what I mean? And you're not trying to picture this high schooler in that way, but it's true. Like, to some extent, you're like, wait a minute, what is this? So they were, to me, wild. Like, I was like, this is wild for a story about a high school senior and a king. You know, I was like, this is, did they know what they were filming at this point? I don't know. But I really thought their chemistry was through the roof, to be honest. And I loved it. I'm not gonna lie, I loved it. So that is one of the understated, I think, things about this drama, is that our two leads were super good together. So I would love to see them in another drama. So much so, that's what I mean. So much so that I would love to see them together again in another drama. She did go on to do another drama with, or short drama actually, with on Hill Soap, and they were actually really good together in that. So I feel like, you know, come on, you got to give Kim Sook-yu some more romance lead roles. Like, she brings it. She just had amazing chemistry with everyone in this drama. So loved. Now that we've kind of talked about my favorite things, I want to talk about reasons why I would recommend it, right? Because I think it's like, why watch this drama over, you know, Love in the Moonlight, let's say, right? I would definitely say because it's a short drama. It's only 2 hours long. And it watches, obviously, like a movie. So you're able to knock it out without even thinking about it. And another reason, to be honest, would definitely be because I feel like, and you know what? Actually, this also answers the question of, like, is there merit in going back and watching this little short drama from 2015? And I would say absolutely, because it had the ability to squeeze in this history lesson in the span of 2 hours. And it wasn't complicated. Like, for time traveling dramas, you know, speaking of On Hill Soap and in between, you know, let's not talk about that drama. But, you know, with time traveling and such, there's rules and, you know, a lot of things you gotta, you know, adhere to when you introduce time traveling into a story. And in this story, the time traveling was so simple. It was so simple. She literally time travels through a puddle of water. Just like something as simple as that. She jumps through a puddle and the puddle transports her in back in time. You know, that is as simple as can be. And there's nothing there that's complicated, and nothing that you have to really suspend your disbelief for. You're just like, yep, that's what happens. And I think it's a fun way to watch a drama to basically engage with Korean history. I think people who aren't the biggest fans of historical dramas would really, really enjoy something like this. Not because it's like comedic and lighthearted, but because, like I said, there's throwing in some real historical moments and historical figures, but they're doing it in such a fun and interesting way, in a way you don't even realize you're learning about Korean history, right? And I thought that was so cool, and a testament to, again, about a story talking about a high schooler, right, who may or may not appreciate what she's learning in school. And this drama, of course, like I said, was made for students who were on their way to school on the bus. This was a drama for that and for them, in a way. And I feel like it was singing true and ringing true to them. So I feel like there's merit even from that perspective, if you're someone who's in high school, right, and dealing with that. It's a simple drama without being, you know, uninteresting. It's a simple drama that still includes a lot of complexity in the way that it introduces history and historical figures, but then comedy and utilizing the chemistry of its leads. And so it's just a really cool quick watch, and I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. And again, like I said, this is accessible to watch right now on Viki, and it won't take much of your night to get through it. And like I said, you got to remember who I think the audience was for this drama. And if you look at it from that perspective as well, you really can appreciate what they did with this drama. And like I was saying in the beginning about Love in the Moonlight, and I believe Love in the Moonlight was a was like a web novel or something like that. And this drama was released, I think, a couple years after that. And I think a lot of people were trying to, say it was like, not a ripoff, but like kind of compare the two in the sense of like this girl disguised as a eunuch and ending up having, and falling in love with the king. But then we go on to get Love in the Moonlight made, and then they, recognize the connection with, the character in Splash Splash Love and pulled Seulgi back in. I thought that was really cool and a nice, like, homage to this drama and the character that they, created in Splash Splash Love by, played by Kim Seulgi. So just in general, a very, very cute, cool, funny drama. Also get some history in there, learn a little bit, have a good time. Because you really do learn about like this astronomer and musician from the Joseon Dynasty. And one other thing that I'm trying not to spoil. Remember when I said Jang Yongshil was a scientist and inventor during the Joseon Dynasty and how he is referenced in the drama? The cool thing too about the drama is that because she time travels, she sees people from her current life. So she sees her mother and she sees her teacher. She sees different people that she knows, but in current day in this Joseon Dynasty time. And so she kind of makes it up in her head who, when she finds out that King Ido is the King Ido, she's like, okay, so these other people like are also these historical figures that I learned in history class who were in the same, realm as Ido. And so she starts to kind of like, point out who in this, Joseon past is, certain people, certain historical figures. She starts to figure them out for herself. But there's one, the Jang Yongshil, that she gets wrong. She's like, she thinks that the Park Yun character is actually Jang Yongshil, and she's wrong. He's Park Yun. So she's like, oh, you're not him? He's like, no, this is my name, And so she's like, well, then who is that? And I tell you, it's super cool when you see like how they kind of reveal who that is. So just like overall, really cool drama, super, super quick to watch. I don't think you won't enjoy it. Like, it's funny, even if you just watch it to laugh, you will laugh. And to me, I think the actual romance is adorable and I love it. That was the first thing when I first watched this drama, what I loved most about this drama. But after the second rewatch, I really think I just appreciated so much more because of how cool it actually is with portraying this real historical figures in Korean history. So just a really good drama. And it, to me, was better in the second rewatch, honestly. It was better for me. I know, that's rare, isn't it? But yeah, that is really it, guys. I really just wanted to throw in really quickly what I felt about this really short drama and give you guys something short and sweet after I put you guys through the 2-hour, almost 3-hour long episode with City Hunter. I was like, oh no, I'm not doing that to you guys again. Not so soon. I might have another one coming, but not so soon. So I definitely am, trying to give both you and I a break from that behemoth of an episode. But I do think with Splash Splash Love, you guys will get a kick out of it. And if you do watch it, let me know. Or if you have watched it, let me know. Because I feel like this is one that I feel like a lot of people have seen. So if you like this drama or you remember watching this drama, what were your things that kind of stood out to you when you first watched it? And like I said, if you want to watch some really good fan vids, this little drama on YouTube has some really good fan vids. I'm just going to say that as well. But yeah, that's it, guys. That's all I have for Splash Splash Love. Highly recommend it. Loved it even more the second time rewatching it. And after last week's City Hunter episode, I think it's just what we need. Just what we both need, okay? But that's all for this episode. Thank you so much, as always, for listening. And whether you're listening in the morning, afternoon, or evening, I hope you have a great day. So everyone, it's been real. Lola's off.